a 2016 evaluation of acceleration length needed for medium and large trucks recommended an increase in acceleration lane length over what is currently used in the 2011 American Association of State and Highway Transportation Officials, or AASHTO, Green Book Design Guide. This graph shows that for the Green Book, approximately 1,100 feet is required for an acceleration lane to permit merging traffic to reach 45 miles an hour. For a heavy truck to reach 45 miles per hour, merge speed approximately 1,750 feet is required. Designers need to take this increased acceleration distance into account. Two options are longer acceleration lanes or lower work zone speed limits. Acceleration and deceleration lanes in work zones that meet the design criteria for permanent facilities are desirable. However, providing these lane lengths is often not practical. Thus, NCHRP Report 581 provided several rules of thumb as options to guide designers. Provide at least 300 feet of acceleration lane. Provide at least 70% of permanent roadway criteria length. Traffic volumes, both mainline and entrance ramp, and site distance are sometimes considered in determining the minimally acceptable acceleration lane length for a specific location. Employ traffic control measures such as stop, yield, and other signs to mitigate less than desirable acceleration and deceleration lane lengths. A temporary single-lane interchange ramp should have a travel lane of approximately 15 feet, with a 6-foot right shoulder and minimum 2-foot left shoulder. However, different cross-sectional arrangements are appropriate when supported by agency experience and in consideration of project-specific factors such as traffic volume, mix, and duration of service.